Okay, today we're going to learn Sota Daf Chav Ches Amud Aleph. We left off on the bottom of Daf Chav Zayin Amud Beis. We already read the Mishnah, so now we're going to be starting from the Gemara on the very last line of Daf Chav Zayin Amud Beis. So the Mishnah has said that just like the Mayim, the Mei Sota, is Bodek her, it's also Bodek him. The problem is it never says who him is. So Oso Leman, Ilim Lebal Bal Mayavid. What does it mean it's Bodek? Bodek who? Bodek the husband? If it's Bodek the husband, what did the husband do wrong that he needs to be nivdak? And if you're going to say the ispe avon batkilemaya, that if he did some sort of aveira, the water will then examine to make sure that he's in fact free of sin. Can't even say that ki ispe avon betidei mi batkilemaya ledida, because if he's in fact guilty of sin, the water not only is not going to do anything for him, it's not going to even be bodek her vatanya, because the brisa tells us v'nika ispe avon. Only if the man is clear of any sin is the water going to be bodek his wife. If he's not clear of any sin, the water's not going to be bodek his wife. So it can't be that we're talking about the husband. No, what we must mean to say is that the mayim is not only bodek the woman, it's also bodek the boel. Well, if that's the case, listening, kidiktani seifa, kshem shaz. Asur lebal kach asur leboel. Then it should say explicitly that it's the boel. Why does it use the very vague term of oso? Just use the term boel, just like it says in the Seifa when it tells us who she's asur to. It says just like she's asur to her husband, she's asur to the boel. We don't just use the word oso. So it says mar liyalam leboel. It is bodek the boel. Reisha aidi tana osa tana oso Seifa aidi tana bal tana boel. We try to have a certain amount of symmetry in the way we phrase things. See, in the Reisha, we talk about the Mayim being Bodek Osa. So when we talk about the Boel, we're going to call him Oso. But in the Seifa, we're comparing the Boel to the Baal, and we call the Baal Baal. So we'll call the Boel Boel rather than call him Oso. So it's just a matter of symmetry. So main point number one, when the Mayim is not only Bodek the woman, it's also Bodek the Boel. The Boel is going to suffer the consequences of the Mehamarim. Okay, the mission then went on to say Shinemar Uva'u Uva'u, that Rabbi Akiva Darshan, that the Mayim is Bodek the Boel, just like it's Bodek the Isha, from the words Uva'u, that appears twice. So Yubayilu, they asked the following Shaila: how does Rabbi Akiva Darshan the Psukim in order to teach that the Mayim is Bodek the Boel? Ba'u Uva'u Ka'amar? Is it because the Vav in the beginning of the word Uva'u is extra, and therefore he darshans it independently, so we learn two separate things from the word uva'u, one from the actual word itself, that the mayim is bodeker, and the other from the extra vav, that the mayim is bodek, the boel as well. Oh, uva'u uva'u kamar. Or maybe Rabbi Akiva darshaned the fact that it says uva'u twice, and it's not from the extra vav, it's just from the fact that it says the word twice, because in the Parsha Sota it actually says it three times, the word uva'u. It says uva'u ha'mayim amarim eile b'me'ayich, it says uva'u ha'mayim amarim l'marim, and it says uva'u ha'mayim amarim l'marim. So from two of them, Rabbi Akiva learns that the water is bodek, the woman, and the boel, the man that she had yichud with. So Tashima, so Sezumar will bring a raya from another drush of Rabbi Akiva. K'shem she'asur lebal, kach asur leboel. That he says, just like she's usher to the husband, she's also usher to the boel. And how do I know that? Shenemar nitma'a v'nitma'a. So it sounds like he darshins from the pasuk that adds the letter vav to the word nitma'a the second time to tell us that she's usher both on the baal and on the bubble. So it must be that the drasha that Rabbi Kiva makes from the word uva'u is also from the extra vav, and not because the word appears multiple times. It says marabat vadayin tibayi nitma'a nitma'a kamar o nitma'a vinitma'a kamar. No, but it's not even so clear to me what Rabbi Kiva is darshaning on the word nitma'a. Is he darshaning the number of times the word nitma'a is used, or is he darshaning the extra vav in vinitma'a? Tashma, the Gemara says, let's bring another raya. Midaktani Seifa, Rebbe Omer, it says in the Seifa of the Mishnah that Rebbe says, don't darshan Rabbi Akiva. Another Joshua we shall learn that she's Asura Lebabel. Shnei Pam Amurim Beparsha Nitma'a. It says Nitma twice in the Parsha. Nitma Vinitma'a. Echel Lebal Vechel Lebabel. So Mechal de Rabbi Akiva, Vavi Kadarish. It sounds like Rabbi Akiva is darshaning the extra Vav. So once we see that Rabbi Akiva is darshaning the extra Vav in the word Vinitma'a, he must also be darshaning the extra Vav in the word Uva'u. So now the Gemara is going to just spell out how that plays out through the rest of the Parsha. Hilkach, l'Rabbi Akiva, Shita Krai Ksivi. So it turns out, according to Rabbi Akiva, there are six potential limudim to make, because you have the word va'u, va'u, three times. So you have the word three times, plus the fact that there's an extra vav each of those three times. So there are six drushas to make. Chad, l'tzava adida. One, to tell me that the Kodesh Baruch Hu's saying that the water is going to have an effect on this woman, on the woman herself. V'chad, and the extra vav to tell me, l'tzava adide. The Kodesh Baruch Hu makes the water affect the boel as well. Chad, la'asiya dida. A second time it says va'u, or the third drasha is to tell me that there's a guarantee that the water is going to do its job and to punish her if she is in fact tameh, and v'chad lasiya didei, and another extra vav to tell me that the pasuk is guaranteeing that the water is going to do its job to be bodik the boel, and that he's not going to walk off scot-free if he's in fact guilty. And then chad liyadiya dida, then we have another time it says uva'u to tell me that even though the kohen first said that the curse is gonna hit her yarech, nevertheless, when it actually happens, the bedika is gonna happen kederech knisas, and as the water enters the body, so the beten is going to be destroyed first before the yarech is destroyed. And the reason the pasuk has to tell that to me is so that people not speak ill of the mayim amarim, that people are gonna say that the mayim is not doing what the curse said it was going to do. V'chad liyadiya didei, and the extra vav is to tell me that even the Boel, who has this bidika, who's affected by the Mayim, his beten is also going to be the first to go before the lower parts of his body go, because it's as the water enters the system. V'Rabbi Tvasa Kroik Sivi, and Rabbi would say that no, you can't darshan vavs. Rabbi holds that we're not darshan the extra vavs, that there are only three drushes to be made. Chad l'tzava, chad l'asiya, v'chad l'yadiya. One for HaKadosh Baruch Hu, saying that the water should do their job on the woman's body. The other to guarantee that no one's going to escape the Me'amarim, and if they're guilty, they're going to suffer the consequences. And the third, to let it be known that it's going to, that the suffering is going to happen on the way in. But we don't have separate drushos for the man and the woman on each of those things. That's what, that's fundamentally the difference. V'Rebbe, Rebbe who doesn't darshan the Vav, K'shem Shamayim Bot K'nosa, Kach Bot K'nosa, Minale. How does Rebbe know that the Mayim is Bodek the man? So Nafkalim, Miditanya, he learns it from the Brisa. Litzabos beten velanpil yorech, the pasuk says, beaten over Yerecho shall Boel. That's a reference to the beten and the Yarech of the Boel, his body that's going to be destroyed. Atomer bitten over Yerecho shall Boel. Oenuel a bitten of Yerecho shall Nevelas. How do I know it's talking about the Boel? Maybe it's talking about the Nevelas. No, Kishu Omer, Vitsavsa Vitnav, Enafla Yerecha, Hare bitten of Yerecho shall Nevelas Amur. It already mentions the beten and the Yarech of the Nevelas in the Pasuk, and therefore, Mani Makayim, Litzbos beten, Velam Pil Yarech, bitten of Yerecho Shel Boel, it must be talking about the Boel. The Idach, and Rabbi Akiva, who learns from the extra Vav in the Pasuk Uvau, that the Mayim is Bodek the Boel, what's he going to learn from the Pasuk Litzpos Beten Velan Pil Yarech? Hahu Dimodala Kohen. That's telling us that the Kohen lets her know before he's Mashkeh her the Mesota, that even though the Klala mentions the Yarech before the Beten Beresha Vahadar Yarech. Nevertheless, the way the suffering is actually going to happen is going to be beten first and then yarech. Shlolotzi laz alamayim amarim, not to that people shouldn't think that the mayim amarim is not doing its job. V'idach, and Rebbe who darshins that pasuk to be telling me that the boel gets nivdak, that he gets punished with the mayim amarim. Doesn't he agree with that? We're going to need this pasuk to tell me the order of how it's going to cause the suffering. So the Gemara responds that Now we can learn two things from that one pasuk. Im kein lichtof krab bitna v'yarecha, my beten v'yarech, shema mina l'bawel. If it only wanted to tell me the order of the suffering, it could have said bitna v'yarecha. Why does it say beten v'yarech to tell me in the more gender-neutral terminology that it's going on the bawel? So you see both of those things from that one pasuk. Ve'ema kule lach yudasa. Yeah, but maybe the whole pasuk is only teaching that the bowel is nivdak. How does he know to make another drasha about the order of how the curse is going to happen? Im kein lichtov bitno v'yerecho, my beten v'yarech. Because then it could have said it in the purely masculine form. Why does it say it in the gender neutral form of beten v'yarech? Shema min atarti. It must be telling me that there's another chiddush to learn about what happens to the woman as well. So main point over here, we have machlokas Rabbi Akiva and Rebbe, whether we darshan the extra vav in the word uva'u and in the word vinitma'a, or we just darshan the number of times that the word ba'u and nitma'a is used. But everyone agrees at the end, I guess this will be main point number three, everyone agrees that the mayim is bodeik, the man, the bo'el, as much as it is the woman, and that the way the mayim works is that you suffer as it goes in. So the stomach first, and then the lower parts of the digestive area of the body. Okay, we'll stop there because we're right at the two dots, so it's a good stopping point, and the Amud Beis is pretty short, so we'll stop the shir at this point.